Jesus Christ, Lord, God, King, you get all the praise and the glory and the thanks. Lord, I worship you, Lord Jesus Christ. I worship you, Lord. I just thank you for everything that you've done, Jesus Christ. You are good and you do good. You forgive sins, Jesus. You're perfect. You've released us from every horrible deed that we've done. And you've made us alive in your name, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. Lord, we just come and give you glory. Your word says in Psalm 45, verse 11, because he is your Lord, bow down to him. Jesus, we bow down to you, knowing that we are wicked, but you are good, and you fill us with your goodness. In your name we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can find me on iTunes search by typing Michael Ryan's Booze. You can also find me on letsworshipjesus.com, where Jesus is just ministered to people going through different issues. And you also can find these podcasts there as well on the site. And I'm just praying that God would just bless you with his presence today, friends, and that you'd be encouraged today. Know that the Lord loves you. He really does. He died on a cross for you, and he is your faith. And we're going to be in Colossians chapter 2, and we may be there for a couple of podcasts because I think it's important. I feel Paul's heart in Colossians chapter 2, and I think he's our root. He is your root. Jesus Christ is the he's the life. Friends, you understand what I'm saying to you, that there isn't anything to the left or right. It's just Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how good it is. It's just him. It's him alone. And I want to just start up in Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. This is Paul speaking to the Colossians. He's saying, for I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf and for those who are at Laodicea. For all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of the world, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument. Friends, this is foundational right here. He's saying to him, look, I've been struggling. I've been laboring. I've been fighting to get this out to you. Friends, I've been fighting to relay this message. And what's the message? That you be encouraged. Okay, you be encouraged. Well, how are we encouraged? Well, we're knit together by the blood of Christ. Right, we're knit together as new creatures in the Lord. We're his children. Don't believe when people say, "Oh, everybody's the children of God," or "all children of God." That's not what the Bible teaches. If you are led by the Spirit, you are children of God. That's what it says in Romans 8, that those who are led by the Spirit are given to be of children of the Lord, children of God. So you have to be born again to be a children of God. And once you are, you are now connected to every other believer who's born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's how we're able to encourage one another, friends, because that encouragement comes in Jesus Christ. We encourage one another in our Messiah. He is our common ground. And he's saying to them, so I'm trying to encourage you, knowing that we're knit together in love. And guess what? And attaining, I want you to attain to the wealth that comes from what? So there's a wealth, friends. There's a wealth that you and I can attain, that we can apprehend, that we can experience on a day-to-day basis. What's that wealth? It's the full assurance of understanding. And understanding in what? Of God's mystery. It's having an understanding and assurance of God's mystery, God's secret that's kept not from us, but for us. Okay? And what's that secret? Is Jesus Christ. That's the best kept secret of the Bible, Jesus Christ. That we would come to the full assurance that he is the mystery of God, Jesus Christ himself. And furthermore, not only is that he is the mystery of God, but that in him are hidden not some treasures, all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge are in Jesus Christ. And why does he want to let you know that? Why does he want to let us know that? Why does he want to let the Colossians know that? So that no one will delude you with persuasive argument. There are going to be people who come along and they'll preach Jesus Christ, but they'll preach him along with something else. Oh, yes, there's Jesus, but there's also this special thing that God's doing. There's also this special mystery that God has. It's, you know, have you spoken in tongues today? Have you executed this spiritual gift today? You know, how many verses of scripture do you know? They make it about something else. People want to go and try to find codes in the Bible. I mean, even this past last weekend with Harold Camping, coming to the conclusion that the world was going to end May 21st, and now he's on to saying it's going to end in October. It's foolishness. It's nonsense. He's deluding people. He's deluding people to believe that there's something else. There's something special in the Bible that we need to know about. There's some special code of numbers. And if you're looking at the Bible and you're seeing anything but Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you're deluded. You're being deluded. If a pastor opens up the scriptures, if a minister opens up the scriptures, and they're not showing you Jesus Christ, you're not getting the mystery. You're not getting the fullness of God, because Jesus Christ is the fullness of God, which this chapter will also teach. Don't be deceived, friends. Your faith is about Jesus Christ. Everything is about him. The Bible, people end up worshiping the Bible, and they don't worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the message of the Bible. The Bible testifies of him. He is the superstar and the main topic of the Bible. People get so caught up in the Bible, but they miss the word of God. Revelation 19, verse 13 says that Jesus Christ, his name, is the word of God. So I'm encouraging you, don't be deceived. Don't think that your life is anything else except Jesus Christ. It's not about your circumstances. It's not about how you feel. It's not about what you've done this morning or yesterday or this evening. It's not about the things you can attain. It's not about your desires. It's not about beating yourself up because you're imperfect. It's about Jesus. And when someone can come to that place where life is about following Jesus, and when things go wrong in your life, when things mess up, you just go right back to following Jesus Christ, you'll be okay. That's knowledge. That's wisdom. And that's all you need. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And Paul goes on further, and this is good for us. For even though I am absent in body, okay, this is, again, him trying to say, I really want you guys to understand, as believers, this truth. Even though I'm absent in body, nevertheless, I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and stability of your faith in your Bible reading. No. In your works? No. In your emotional zeal and connection to God? No. In Christ. Your stability comes from Jesus Christ. That's why he says your good discipline and stability of your faith in Christ Jesus. If you want to have a stable faith in the Lord, if you want to be able to get past any storm, and I'm talking about storms that have come to you involuntarily and storms that you bring upon yourself voluntarily, if you want to get past those storms and still be able to praise the Lord, you've got to be keeping your eye fixed on Jesus Christ. You've got to be running and hiding and taking refuge and shelter in the Messiah. You've got to, friends, or else the storms of this life, of this flesh, and of the enemy are going to take you away. They're going to take you away. They will. They will, friends. And Colossians, please check out this chapter as just a way to encourage you in Christ. There's so many chapters like this, but it's so important that we understand as believers that there's nothing better than Jesus Christ. I don't know why we seem to think that there's more to the Christian walk other than Jesus Christ, that there's something better. There's an other experience that we need. We just need to follow and seek him, connected or not, emotionally desiring him or not, to just sit before him and give him the praise that's due. He's the first and the last. He is Messiah. So we got to give him that honor. We've got to root ourselves in him. And it's going to go on to talk about that. Verse 6, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. I mean, friend, this is life. This is life. This is life right here I'm giving you, friends. It's Jesus Christ. As you receive Jesus Christ, you receive him as Lord. You've received him as Revelation 1 of releasing you from the power of your sin, from the consequence of your sin. You've received him as your Lord and Savior. Well, walk in him as your Lord and Savior. Walk in him. That's all you've got to do. Walk in him as your Lord and Savior. If we were just to walk with the Lord Jesus as our God, I'm telling you, life would be just abundant. It wouldn't be miserable because we'd be so focused on him, we wouldn't be distracted by everything else. We wouldn't be distracted by all our other concerns that really, at the end of the day, don't matter. We want to give everything to the Lord except just giving him our hearts, except just giving the Messiah the praise that's due and focusing on Jesus Christ. We want to give our works, our actions, our ministry. We want to give our emotion, all that type of stuff. And I understand the heart behind it, but all you need to do is walk in Christ. It says in Micah chapter 6, verse 7, does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? But it says, he has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord Jesus require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? I say unto you, friends, as you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, to be born again and to live in you, walk in him. And guess what? Be firmly rooted in him. Firmly rooted in Jesus Christ. Be rooted in the Messiah. Don't be rooted in other things. Please, don't be rooted in your good deeds. Don't be rooted in the fruit that the Messiah gives you. Don't be rooted in the good things around your life. Don't be rooted in your degree. Don't be rooted in your job or your career. Don't be rooted in how good you feel or how you look or how you don't look. Don't be rooted in your circumstances. Be rooted in Jesus Christ. Be rooted in him. And then guess what? Be built up in him. Do you understand how this faith goes? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This is the recipe for Christian growth. This is the recipe. It's Jesus Christ. It's him. I mean, he is literally the rock of our faith. Do you understand that we are to be believing in him and walking him as we've believed in him, and we are to be rooted in him, and not just rooted, but built up in him. I believe that people get rooted in Jesus, and then they get built up in other things. Oh, I got saved. Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ saved me. Now I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm really just trying to make sure I understand the different translations and, you know, the variances in language. And, now I'm just trying to, you know, learn about the different spiritual gifts and which one do I have and which one's the best thing. Oh, I'm just trying to figure out the best way, what is the accurate way to share the gospel and open up the scriptures and trying to see how people. It's just like, why don't we just focus on the word of God? And who is that? Jesus Christ. Let's be built up in Jesus Christ, and let's build other people up in Jesus Christ. If you build someone up in Jesus Christ, you won't stumble. You won't stumble. And that's, friends, what this podcast is about. Hopefully that's what's occurring, is that I'm building you up in Jesus Christ. I'm reminding you of your salvation in him, that you were saved in his blood, in his torment, in his sweat, in his tears. He has made you alive, and he will sustain you and keep you, and he will communicate and speak to you as you seek him. Excuse me. He says, my sheep know my voice. You'll know the voice of the Lord when he speaks to you. You'll know it. You'll be fellowshipping with him, and you'll know when he puts that thought in your head. wow, that was you, Lord. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for giving the answer. And you should be able to have communion with your Savior. He didn't just reach out of time and space and eternity to come save you and then just go leave you. He saved you to live in you, to work in you, to root you in Him, and to build you up in Him. Don't be deceived by other good things. Please don't. Don't be deceived. Don't be deluded. Don't be taken by just empty zeal. Empty zeal and emotion, just some experience. Please stay away from religious experiences and just be firmly rooted in your Messiah. And how can you be firmly rooted in your Messiah? How can you be firmly rooted in Him? You can give Him the glory. You can realize that He's on a throne right now. Yes, He lives in you, but He also sits on the throne. I don't understand it. It's above my understanding, but it's true. He sits on the right hand of God right now, advocating for you, and He's on the throne. And friends, you need to worship Him. He's on the throne. Worship Him. Just as I said in Psalm 45:11, because He is your Lord, bow down and worship Him. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, what you're going through, what you're struggling with, what your accomplishments are, what your woes are. Bow down and worship Jesus Christ, the Lord. It will be health for your flesh and strength for your bones. It will encourage you. He will sustain you. He will build you up. He will give you the joy and the peace that you need. He will give you the stability in your faith. Don't we all want stability of faith? Don't you want to be stable? How many times have you seen people hit the ground running and just dwindle off? Or people who, they just get discouraged and they leave the faith, or they stop being excited about the faith. Stability needs to be in Jesus Christ. Your prayer life is the key. If Satan can attack your prayer life, your communion, your devotion, your fellowship with Jesus, that to me, they're all the same thing. Prayer, communion, devotion, fellowship, that's all the same to me. Praise, worship, delighting in Him, abiding in Him, that's all summed up in prayer. That's how you abide in the Lord Jesus. You pray to Him. You pray and you stay connected and speak to Him, and then He'll produce His fruit in you, and then you continue to abide in Him. But if your prayer life is not functioning correctly, friends, you won't be able to experience this, and you're going to be deceived. You won't be able to experience the wealth in Jesus Christ. You won't get the treasures of knowledge and wisdom. You won't be experiencing that. You won't be able to rejoice. You won't be able to have a stable faith. You won't be able to walk in Him. You won't be able to be rooted in Him. You won't be able to be built up in Him. You won't be able to overflow with gratitude. But if you stay praying and praising and seeking Him, everything else will be given to you. You'll begin to change from the inside out. And people will know. People won't be able to argue with it. Yes, you'll be imperfect. Yes, you'll sin. Yes, you'll still have problems. Yes, you'll still have bad circumstances. But they won't matter. The Son of God will matter. Because though everything on the outside may be falling away and corrupting, our inner man is being renewed day by day. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Our inner man is being renewed day by day because of who? Jesus Christ. So I ask and pray that you're being established in Jesus, and that as just as you were instructed, that you're overflowing with gratitude, and your gratitude really should come from the cross. Amen. The cross, you've been redeemed. You've been saved from your sins, friends. If you die right now, He'll cover you with Himself. Do you understand that there are people who are dying and their immediate place is torment? They're immediately being tormented. They may not even know why. But you, because of what He did, when you die, you're going to be in His presence. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. To live is Jesus Christ. And to die is gain. We have a good Lord. We do. Jesus, I pray that anyone listening would be encouraged. Really, that they be encouraged that You are the rock of their faith. You are it. You are it, Lord. And I love You and I praise You, and I pray that anyone listening is blessed by You. In Your precious name. Amen.